It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I've got Barbie Heck. She's the executive director of the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce. And we've got a busy April ahead of us. Of course, we have the luncheon. We have, you know, all kinds of great things like ribbon cuttings and things that are around town going on. And then, of course, you know, we'll talk a little about it now. But, of course, in May, it's the big fundraiser fun event, the casino night. We'll kind of touch briefly on that. And then we're going to get her in again a little later and talk a little bit more about that. Barbie, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Good morning, Dave. Thanks for having me.
How are things going at the Carbon County Chamber of Commerce?
Things are very good. Thank you.
Well, is anything new or exciting coming up? We talked for a brief moment about ribbon cuttings and those kinds of things that are coming up. But yeah. Anything else new or exciting on the horizon as far as business here in the area?
Well, we do have three new board members.
Okay, let's talk about them for a moment. That's correct. We haven't had you in since then.
Yeah. So Shannon Jones from Intermountain Electronics is joining us. Doug Miller from USU Eastern and the BTAC, and Ann Anderson from Castle Country Radio.
No, Ann very well. And yeah. It's kind of a return for her to the board. I know she really enjoyed being on the board and doing a lot of great things there with the Chamber of Commerce and enjoys doing that. So that's great that you've got your board back full again.
Yes.
And we've got, as we said, you've got some ribbon cuttings. We'll touch on those in just a moment. But let's talk about the luncheon for the month of April.
Okay, so the April luncheon is scheduled for the 20th at USU Eastern in the Student Center Alumni Room.
And who are we highlighting? You always have like a community spotlight and a business spotlight this go round. You always do. And then who are we highlighting for that?
So this month, it's a little bit different. Our community spotlight this month is the Friends of the Helper area. They're working on getting a handicap access playground and helper. Valerie Marietti will be talking to us about that. And then we have three business spotlights in April. The first one is Beg, Borrow, and Steal Art Gallery. Ben Steele's going to come and talk to us about his gallery. If you haven't been there, you really should go check it out because it's awesome.
And he's got actually, I believe, a couple in Helper. He took over, I believe, the old Helper Mercantile building.
Yes.
That's kind of a studio for him, too. But then he also has one on Main Street as well.
Exactly,
yeah. And he does some beautiful work. And it's always kind of fun and poppy and pop art culture type thing. So, yeah, Ben Steele's a great artist in the Helper community. Really is.
Yes. I'm looking forward to it. And then our second spotlight is Valerie Cisneros from Zions Bank. Zions has lots of new exciting things coming up, and she's going to come talk to us about that. And then also Jim McCourt with Polaris Adventures, which is new to Price, and he's going to come talk to us about those rentals.
That's another great thing. Just one more thing that we can get out there and have fun doing here in the area. So you got lots of great things planned. When are we looking for an RSVP on this one for the luncheon?
The Friday before, so April 14th.
So April 14th, get those in. Give them a call down there at the chamber. Get those in. And then let's talk before we get out of here, about the ribbon cuttings that you've got coming up for the month of April.
Okay. So one more thing about the luncheon. The Castleview Hospitals Bridge Program is our guest speaker for that day.
Okay. And that, I've read a few things about this. This sounds like a really great program that they're going to offer down there. So if you're looking to get some more news and there's some more information about it, now's the time to go.
Yeah. And Castleview is a huge supporter of the chamber. We appreciate them so much. We're looking forward to hearing about the bridge program.
Okay. So once again, if you're interested, anybody can go to these things. They're open to the public, same as the board meetings, and we'll talk about that before we get out of here as well. Anyone can go. There is a fee that you have to pay, but call and give an RSVP for a head count because there's a lunch involved. So what do they need to do once again?
So if they're chamber members, then the cost is $18. They need to call the office, 435-637-2788, or they can go online and register at carboncountychamber.net. If they're not members, they would need to call the office, again, 637-2788, and make a reservation, and the cost for non-members is $25.
So, and it's a great way to learn a lot of information as far as what's going on in the business community here in Carbon County. So make sure you put that down. Once again, the date is the 20th of April.
Yes.
And it's going to be at USU Eastern. Make sure you get that put down on your calendar if you want to go. It's the Chamber Luncheon coming up on the 20th of April. Now let's talk about some ribbon cuttings.
Okay. All right. So I have one scheduled so far in April, on April 11th at noon. It's for JLN Tax and Accounting Services. She's a home-based business. So we're going to do the ribbon cutting at the chamber office, which is at the county building.
Okay. And that's coming up on the 11th, you said?
Yes, on the 11th at noon.
Okay, keep posted on that one. And then when's your next board meeting?
April 6th at 9:15 in the county building in the lower conference room. And they are open to the public.
All right. And is it always the first Thursday of the month?
Is
that how it rolls?
Yes.
And they're, once again, open to the public. If you need information or want to know what's going on in the business community, these are the things to go to. And that's great. Great information. Barbie, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time. Oh, before we get out of here, let's talk for just a brief moment and give people an idea. The casino night has been scheduled and it's coming up. And when is it?
Oh, it's May 5th, Cinco de Mayo casino night this year.
And we'll be talking a little bit more about that with her the closer that it gets. So once again, Barbie, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate the time.
Thank you for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.